In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I promise I will be brief. These words are impactful. The narration lands in a way that all I could think of as I listened to the narration again for a second time. Last night we had the same narration. When I listen to that narration, I think, so this is what the world looks like when it's upside down. This is what the world looks like when it's upside down. This is what it looks like when hatred is chosen over love or lies. When lies are preferred to truth, the Son of God is crucified. Do you hear that ringing? Am I the only one? I don't know where that ringing is coming from. It's gone. Okay, good. So this is what the world looks like when it's upside down. Again, when hatred is chosen over love, when lies are preferred to the truth, when Barabbas, a murderer who participated in the insurrection, when he goes free and the Son of God is put to death. Yes, this is the Son of God, the embodiment of love. We've spent quite a bit of time talking and reflecting on the Son of God that Paul describes as emptying himself, as God emptying himself into human form in the form of a servant, did not equate this as equality with God, but came down as a servant. Jesus, who didn't come but with one agenda in mind, and that is to reconcile the entire world unto God. It wasn't an ego trip. He simply came to share the love of God, that forgiveness and that truth. And when that forgiveness and truth is too much to bear, a lie is preferred. We see this in this particular gospel narrative. This is what the world looks like when it's upside down, where Barabbas, the insurrectionist, goes free. And the reflection of God's love and the demonstration of God's invitation back into the life of God, that's too much to bear, and Jesus is put to death. I'm reflecting on this morning's passage. So I'm not making a political statement, because I know that word insurrection is loaded. And in this particular passage, the Son of God, who is love, is put on a cross. Again, this is what it looks like when religious leaders provide cover for mayhem that takes place, where strange alliances are put together to dehumanize the human body of Jesus. Yes, religious leaders giving cover to what's going on, legitimating the actions that are taking place, so that 480 soldiers, this is what a company of soldiers, of centurions, 480 soldiers could take the body of Jesus and exploit it and treat it like a plaything and beat it. I don't know if all 480 participated, but we get one at the last. And Caroline read the line at the end of the narration. But this is what happens when a vicious lie is perpetuated and religious leaders provide cover and buttress the lies. It's an upside-down world where no one has compassion, where no one cares, where everyone, this is interesting, everyone wants to get a glimpse. Did you see that? That's a world upside down when cruelty becomes entertainment, when a lie so whips up a crowd of people that they don't stop to think that this is a human person who healed, who brought in the lost sheep of Israel, who spent time on the margins with lepers and those who've been cast out. This is the very Jesus that is now in the hands of 480 soldiers being beaten, mocked. This is what the world looks like when it's upside down. Religion becomes spectacle rather than conversion of heart. They want to see something. Oh, did he say Elijah? Did he just say Elijah? Oh my goodness, we want to see if Elijah, that venerable prophet, and there was a tradition of the prophetic being this powerful call to come back to God. When religion provides cover for what's going on, it ceases to be that vehicle that turns our hearts back to God, and it becomes the spectator thing. Let's see if Elijah shows up. Isn't he calling for, he's doing something. You know what? I can't hear him. Why don't you give him something to wake him up? Let's wake him up so that we could see this. It becomes a spectacle. And this venerable tradition of the prophets of God reduced to the moment of cruelty, of lack of compassion. They find ways to resuscitate in order to get more, to see more. In an upside-down world, the darkest desires go public in a very visceral way. It's an upside-down world where those who have been called children of God, made in the image of God, suddenly forget who they are because they're caught up in a lie. It's a day to celebrate, so I'm sorry for being such a bummer here. But there is this thing about this Sunday that prepares our hearts and inserts us into the world in the way so that we can have hearts that are awake, so that we can practice compassion rather than cruelty, so that we can advocate for the dignity of every human being rather than go along to get along, rather than to provide cover for what is wrong, to believe in the truth rather than the lie, to look at Jesus, the servant, who without ego came to demonstrate the love of God, the grace of God. When religion loses its connection to our heart as the word of God that calls us back to who we truly are as beloved children of God, when religion loses its power to transform our lives so that we can reveal the goodness of God, when our faith loses its way and is used to harm, to mock, to provide cover for abusive practices, then we're losing our way. Then we're flying upside down, like I said 2 weeks ago. When religion and empire and society join in one chorus of cruelty, the world has turned upside down. That's why I hope you heard the words of the centurion. That glimmer of hope. That confession that changes everything. And that's why we gather today. And as we enter into Holy Week, we remember that we live in a world that in many profound and deep, disturbing ways is upside down. And we're called to be light in the midst of darkness, to be the people who say, this was the Son of God. People who say, the Son of God abides in me and I abide in the Son of God. This is what it means to be the people of God. Truly, this was or is the Son of God. May that be our true north. May that always be our true light. May that truth ground and send us out into the world. May that truth keep our hearts when it seems like darkness overrules light, when lies overtake truth, when religion buttresses the worst cruelties around the globe. May we be a community that here, in this small part of the planet, in this state, in this city, may we be the light that draws all who come in to be warned, to be given direction, to discover this love. This love so divine. This love that made out of all of us, the people, the family of God. Amen.